It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Well, guys, I am not too big on presidential polls. Can it actually tell a story? Yes, it can tell a story. But at the end of the day, it comes down to people actually casting their vote. However, though, there is major, major concern if you are a supporter of Joe Biden. A major, major concern. Now, we have been seeing Trump lead in the polls for a while now. Pretty much every single poll has Donald Trump leading. And if you want to judge by the polls, the most important polls is actually the swing states. Donald Trump is destroying Joe Biden in the swing states. But we do get these national polls. Doesn't really tell you a lot. It does give you kind of like a temperature overall. And boy, CNN just delivered some extremely bad news for Joe Biden. And I do mean bad, guys. Because this poll right here, it's a national poll. It's not a swing state poll, because the election really comes down to the swing states. Okay? We already know that California is going to Joe Biden. Not a surprise. Texas is going to Donald Trump. Louisiana going to Donald Trump. Not a surprise. Washington State going to Joe Biden. We know that. But the swing states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, those are the states that really do matter in the election. But boy, we got to look at this video, man, because CNN just gave a devastating blow to Joe Biden. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button to get access to the same thing. So here we go, man. CNN dropped this poll here, and Trump is up by a lot. A lot. They actually have Donald Trump with a 6-point lead. Now, when I see the 6-point lead, man, that is a lot right there. A lot for a Republican. Because Republicans don't need the popular vote. But if Donald Trump actually wins the popular vote, he's going to have an electoral count landslide. I mean, people are very, very frustrated with Joe Biden. We know that the far left, man, is extremely upset with Joe Biden. I mean, this administration, man, is the most woke administration we have ever seen, man. And it's not even close. But they're going to show the 6-point lead for Trump. But I believe the other numbers in this poll, when you actually break it down, it's devastating, man. Absolutely devastating. And it seems like, at least based on this poll right here, that Donald Trump may actually get quite a few Democrats to vote for him. Yeah. So let's watch this, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Politics Sunday. I'm Manu Raju, and we begin with breaking news. A new CNN national poll released for the first time here on Inside Politics Sunday reveals the challenges President Biden faces as he asks voters for a second term, even as former President Trump has been stuck in a New York courtroom fending off criminal charges and with three other criminal cases looming.
Yeah, so Donald Trump isn't campaigning. He's not on the campaign trail, and he's still destroying Joe Biden. I mean, for the most part, guys, Donald Trump really can't leave New York. except for the weekends and on Wednesdays. That's pretty much it. Because the objective of this trial really is to keep him off the campaign trail, but it's not working. Even if they actually get a conviction, we all believe that they're going to have a conviction in New York, even though none of these charges should have actually came up at all. They have the conviction locked in. Hopefully, no, I'm wrong about that. Hopefully the jury actually sees through that that bogus case in New York with the hush money stuff. Yeah. But anyway.
Our new poll, which was conducted by SSRS, finds Trump is leading Biden, who has ample work to do with his base and with independent voters who are breaking to his GOP rival. In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters. And add in third-party candidates, and Trump's lead jumps even more. He has.
Look at that, man. Look at this. This right here is probably the way it's actually going to look when you're talking about a ticket. The 6-point lead was just with a 2-person race, but we know we got RFK Jr., Jill Stein, Cornel West. They're all in it. When they're in it, Donald Trump has a 9-point lead over Joe Biden. A 9-point lead. Now, the left's been saying that, RFK Jr., man, he's actually taking votes away from Trump. No, he's not. I mean, RFK Jr., man, is a Democrat, a liberal Democrat. What Trump supporter is actually going to drop their support for Trump and vote for RFK Jr.? It's just not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. I mean, even Bill Barr, who used to be the attorney general in the Trump administration, we know he doesn't like Donald Trump. He says that he is voting Trump. Still. Yeah. He's not voting Biden. He's not voting RFK. He's not voting Cornel West. He's not voting Jill Stein. He's voting Trump still. He's putting away his Trump derangement for the betterment of the country. So, yeah, Trump's the guy.
42% to Biden's 33%. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets 16% of the vote. Our poll also underscores the challenges of incumbency and that voters, 4 years later, have a better view of Trump's presidency compared to Biden's. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency. And
that's really bad, guys. This is really bad right here. You know, it's sad, man, because CNN and the mainstream media, they are a big reason why Joe Biden is in the White House right now. Because they were pushing the orange man is bad. The country was doing really, really good on Donald Trump. But oh, no, they couldn't tell the truth. And unfortunately, Joe Biden is actually in office right now and people are having buyer's remorse. So look, this is bad, man. 39% say that the Biden administration has been a success. 61% said it's been a failure. And when it comes to Trump, an 11-point lead from success to failure. 55% said that his administration was a success. This is bad for Joe Biden.
Look at party breakdown. More people are calling Trump's presidency a success than in January of 2021. And that was in the wake of the Capitol attack by a mob of Trump supporters. The number of independents there going up by 7%. Now, Biden's team believes that.
Yeah, I'm going to go back right here. This is, and you notice the CNN really didn't even touch this right here. Looking at this right here, the most shocking number on here is this 24%. Look at this here. January of 2021, only 3% of Democrats said that the Trump administration was a success. Now, looking back on it, 24% of Democrats say that the Trump administration was a success. It's completely reversed. You almost got a quarter of Democrats backing Trump now. This is astonishing. And the independent vote is extremely important here. And Trump now has increased that by 7 points right there, up to 51%. But the Democrat number, boy, that's a devastating blow right there for Joe Biden.
Now, Biden's team believes the numbers will change when voters begin to zero in more on the two candidates, a contrast he was more than eager to highlight at last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell? Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me.
Yeah, so you guys see that right there, man. You see that right there. This is extremely bad for Biden. I got to be honest, man. He does not have a path to the White House again. He just doesn't, man. I mean, there's no BLM rides. I mean, the only riding that we actually seeing really is against the left with the Palestine Hamas riders out there. Yeah, they're doing that against Joe Biden. They're doing that against the left. This is bad, man. And those leftists, man, they don't want to vote for Biden. Guess what? They got other options, man. They actually got Jill Stein and Cornel West, who is definitely a far leftist, man. Man, this is bad. This is bad for Biden, man. But I'm not shedding one tear for him because I wouldn't vote for him anyway. I am voting for Trump. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.